Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. There is a new precautionary age restriction in Germany for AstraZeneca vaccinations, according to a decision by federal and state health ministers. Starting yesterday, the vaccine is now only to be given to those 60 years of age and older. Under those 60 years of age are to be able to continue to be vaccinated with it only, quote, at medical discretion and with individual risk analysis after careful explanation, unquote. At a press conference with Chancellor Merkel Tuesday evening, Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn stressed that the restriction was, on the one hand, quote, without question, a setback for the vaccination campaign in Germany, but added that now those over 60 can be vaccinated more quickly, adding, quote, protecting the elderly in this growing third wave is important, unquote. He therefore asked those over 60 to accept vaccination offers with AstraZeneca, emphasizing that it's very effective, especially among the elderly. The restriction is based on currently available data on the occurrence of rare but severe blood clot side effects in younger vaccinated individuals. To administer the second dose of vaccine to those younger than 60 who have already received a first dose, the STIKO, or Standing Commission on Vaccination, plans to issue a supplemental recommendation by the end of April. The Senate Department of Housing has extended the tenant protection introduced because of the corona pandemic until September 30th. The Housing Administration announced this means residential and commercial rent increases are prohibited in the buildings of the city's housing associations. Housing Senator Sebastian Scheel has also appealed to private landlords to join the regulation, stating, quote, times like these we can only manage together, unquote. With its decision, the Senate Department for Housing extended its measures to improve tenant protection and to prevent housing losses, which were last adopted in December of 2020, by 6 months. Scheel stressed that this step was necessary primarily because of the difficult situation of many Berliners during the corona pandemic. Tenant protection means that rent increases may not be announced until September 30th. In addition, rent increases that landlords have already announced but not yet implemented must be reversed. Per the Senate Housing Administration, municipal housing associations are required to agree on individual and accommodating solutions with tenants in the event of rent arrears, not issue notices in the event of payment delinquencies, and eviction orders are not to be obtained or enforced until the beginning of October. This year, there have already been more than 100 cases of Borreliosa, or Lyme disease, infections reported in Berlin and Brandenburg. Even at low temperatures above freezing, ticks become active and go in search of a host, which is why the health insurance companies are calling for caution when going for a walk in the woods, for example. Gabriela Lai, regional manager of Barmer Health Insurance, stated that after a walk in a wooded area, one should absolutely check themselves for ticks. The first signs of the disease can be a round-shaped reddening of the skin around the bite, which usually forms in the first days and weeks, at which time it's advised to see a doctor. If Lyme disease bacteria are detected too late, they can spread unnoticed in the body and lead to, quote, damage such as meningitis, joint inflammation, or heart problems, unquote. These indicators often appear months later and are no longer associated with the tick bite. According to Barmer Berlin Brandenburg, Lyme disease can be treated with antibiotics, but there is no vaccine against it. Last year, 2,500 Lyme disease cases were documented by the RKI in Berlin and Brandenburg. Because the number of corona infections is on the rise, as of today, Berlin's Naturkunde Museum is again closed. Yesterday, the museum said that the move is intended to support efforts to contain the pandemic and that the protection of visitors and staff is the top priority. Therefore, exhibitions will be closed from today, April 1st, until further notice, in order to not put additional strain on testing capacities. The museum can continue to be experienced online, however, as well as via their smartphone app for a digital visit, YouTube videos, and through podcasts. We'd like to thank Will, Antonio, and Francesco for your recent generosity. And lastly, we'll be taking a break from the briefing tomorrow, as well as Monday the 5th, and we'll be back on Tuesday, April 6th. Everyone hang in there, and as always, thanks for listening.